We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, man, again, tis the season. We're forgetting about you for a little while. We are joined by Angels third round pick from 2022, the fireballer out of Tennessee, Ben Joyce. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on and talking with us. Does that ever get old? I ask this all the time, but does, you know, Angels draftee, third round pick, does it ever get old?
No, I don't think it ever will.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. And, you know, how's the season and how's off season going right now for you?
Yeah, the season was a lot of fun. I mean, getting started in Rocket City was awesome. That was a really good group of guys and awesome coaching staff. So it was cool to kind of get my feet wet there this year and get to experience pro ball for the first time. I really enjoyed that whole atmosphere and that whole season. And then getting into the off season, it's been awesome to get in that routine. I'm back in Knoxville, Tennessee right now, working out at University of Tennessee. Just kind of getting into my routine, working out every day, starting my throwing program, trying to get ready to ramp up for spring training in February.
So yeah, back in Tennessee, you went to obviously Tennessee. Have you been to any football games lately?
I have. I actually got to go to the Alabama game, so that was pretty crazy. I was 6 years old last time we beat them. So
yeah, no, that's awesome. We had to ask. We figured you might have been there, but that's a big game, and then big game coming up this week, of course, as well for you guys. So mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah. Nate, how you doing, man?
Doing well. I'm excited for this one, of course. I mean, this is going to be a fun one for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Ben, first off, before we get all this stuff going here, we have to ask, before I get rapid fire going, what's it like to throw 105, man? I know everybody asks you, but like, is it,
Yeah.
what's it like?
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, I actually got asked this the other day by a kid over at Tennessee. And I mean, it's exciting. Like, I feel like whenever I get up there, people kind of are a little scared to get in the box. I don't know if they are, but I mean, it kind of looks like it. And I mean, just having that intimidation factor is exciting. I mean, it gives you an advantage for sure. And I mean, just knowing that I'm doing that and the hard work that I've put in for years is paying off in that way is it's pretty exciting. And I mean, it's probably one of my favorite things to do when I throw a fastball and kind of hear the crowd pipe up a little bit and see the radar gun. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, sorry, we had to ask that. That was like the big question. Like, man, 105. That's a little different. So so sweet.
Yeah.
Let's get on to some rapid fire here. So best baseball movie.
I'm going to say Moneyball.
Ooh, love it. That's a good one. Haven't heard that one yet. Do you
Was
have any?
hoping for Bull Durham after that reference, hit the bull,
I do
but
love Bull Durham, but Moneyball, I just like the behind the scenes of Moneyball.
yes.
I mean, I got to ask then off this, any aspirations of being in the front office then after?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely crossed my mind. I think it'd be cool to kind of stay involved in that way for
That's
sure.
awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so any pregame rituals, superstitions, meals, or anything like that?
Definitely a lot of routines. I don't know if I have any superstitions other than I think everyone has the same one where don't step on the line. That's really the only thing I really do every day. I kind of try to eat at the same time, I guess, but other than that, I don't really have any superstitions. We had some kids at Tennessee that had a ton, and but I was not one of them.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Rawlings Wilson, or do you use something else?
I use a Wilson right now. I that's all I've ever used my whole life, so I'm gonna have to go with Wilson.
Perfect. Perfect. Favorite flavor seed?
I'm a big ranch seed guy. I love the ranch ones.
Sweet. Mix it or just ranch?
Just ranch.
Perfect. Love
Yeah.
it. Do you have a major league comp for yourself?
I mean, I want to kind of be like Edwin Diaz, come out and close the games like that. This past year watching him was exciting, so I think I'd have to go with Edwin Diaz.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know Nate has Jordan Hicks for you. I say you remind me of a young Nolan Ryan, so I got to throw
I like both of those.
that one. That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. And then last question for you. Have you ever gone full Ricky Vaughn on somebody pre-game and just thrown it to the backstop on somebody?
I actually have. There was a game at Tennessee where I was coming out or I was warming up in the pen and they told me to kind of give him a little scare in the warm ups. So I did a few of those and it was pretty funny. Everyone was laughing. It wasn't a serious way, like I wasn't gonna hit anyone, but it was pretty funny.
That's
Was that
pretty
Florida? No, it wasn't Florida, but hey,
good.
I wouldn't
That
count
would
that
have been
one
the
out.
team to do it against, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Enough with the rapid fire. We appreciate you answering those ones. Let's get on and talk draft day. Obviously, you went early in day two. What was that like? Were you expecting to go there? Were you expecting to go earlier? What was that like for you, man?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the expectations were kind of all up in the air. There was a chance I could go the first day, maybe get a deal cut to go the first day, for a team that's trying to save a little money. And when that didn't work out, it was kind of like just be ready for whatever the second day, because I mean, it moves pretty quick after the first day. And I got a call that was like, hey, we're feeling some teams out. Like we have some options here. Like we'll see what happens. And then literally like I think it was two picks before they called me and said, hey, you want to be an Angel? And I was like, let's do it. I think I almost passed out actually, to be honest. But they're like, let's do it. And I went over, I was with my family. My girlfriend was there, my brother, a couple guys from the team last year. And I was like, hey, I think it's about to happen. And everyone started watching and they called my name and everyone got excited and cheered and I got to hug my parents. It was an awesome moment. Definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, got calls from Perry and probably Phil all the time, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, that was exciting to really get those calls from them and like kind of feel like, wow, this actually just happened. Like that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. I mean, we always love talking draft day. Last question on the draft. There had to have been 29 teams, right? Or 29 other teams, obviously, in on you, right? I mean, it wasn't just the Angels, but I mean, were there other teams in, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of – I'm honestly, I don't really know, like, how it all works behind the scenes, and I didn't really want to, like, get into it. But, I mean, I talked to some teams that seemed interested, and, I mean, it just happened to work out where I ended up with the Angels, and I was super excited and grateful for that. But I think there was some other teams that were kind of in the mix for that in the second day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, for the followers, I think we talked about this beforehand. We thought you were going to go in the first and might be pitching at this time, to be honest. So honestly, I'm happy that you were an Angel because it's so much fun to watch you every night in Rocket City, especially in Rocket City. That was a fun team. So, but I mean, obviously, we'd rather see you in the postseason too. That would be amazing.
right, next year.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, we think so. So, on to you went to Arizona right out of right after getting drafted. Obviously Rocket City after that, but were there any changes that the Angels, you know, made with you, or was it just, hey, go beat Ben Joyce and go blow people away?
Yeah, it was kind of nice. I mean, they were like, go do what you've been doing, and I mean, it's been working, so why change anything? Really, the only thing we've been working on is the slider, trying to get a little sharper, harder slider to throw along with the bigger sweeper. And I mean, it's been going really well. I've been throwing it in bullpens like 90 to 93, which has been exciting to see that. And they've been awesome, kind of work with me every step of the way on grips and feels and cues and everything that I need to do. But I mean, as far as mechanics and routines and everything, it was kind of just go be yourself. They knew the work ethic that I had going into it. And they were kind of just hands off in that aspect, where they let me do my own thing, in regards to routines and mechanics, and kind of just do what got me to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've talked about this before. We know, you know, Dylan Axelrod and the whole staff there with the Angels are fantastic with creating pitches now, with that slider, especially. We've seen them do fantastic things. I mean, Reed Detmers right off the bat, Jose Suarez, those type of guys. So, that makes a lot of sense. You know, that keeps adding up, in the Angels org. So Nate, I know you probably got a couple questions for Ben too.
Yeah, Ben, I watch a lot of college baseball. I got to see you pitch at Tennessee. It was awesome. I mean, they talked about it all the time, how you come out of JUCO. Talk a little bit about the recruiting process from high school and even junior college, like what that was like.
Yeah, honestly, for me, out of high school, I really didn't have any recruiting attention. It was kind of a few D2 schools around Knoxville, a few junior colleges. I was always pretty small in high school. I think my freshman year, I was like 5'6", like 95 pounds. So, I mean, I was kind of overlooked in the recruiting part. And honestly, I got to Walter State through a connection from our high school coach. He knew the coaching staff pretty well and told them to take a chance on me. So I ended up going there and hit a pretty big growth spurt. I think I grew like 8 inches in a year. And that kind of led to more velocity and better pitchability. And I was able to get recruited by some bigger schools that I'd always dreamed of going to. Being from Knoxville, obviously Tennessee was the team I was most interested in, and kind of fell in love with the coaching staff and the environment that they built. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me to commit there out of Walter State. But I mean, there were some other schools that were interesting, but I mean, being a Tennessee fan my whole life, it was hard to pass that up.
Yeah, of course. And we saw 95 in high school, and you didn't have any attention to 95?
Yeah, that was actually – so I didn't really pitch until my senior year.
Okay.
And I was throwing like upper 80s, low 90s. And for some reason, like the summer after my senior year, I just randomly started throwing 95. I don't know what happened. It was like I went Darn from topping 92 to like sitting 93 to 95. Like a perfect game turn. It was just kind of too late and to go get recruited by anyone else. It was like almost August of that year. So I ended up going to Walter State and just pitching 2 years there.
Awesome. Also, we expect to see you in the big leagues this year. Who are you most excited to face?
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of excited just to get up there and see what it feels like. But I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't want to face Aaron Judge a few times. that'd be pretty exciting.
That would be a fun matchup for sure. So, Jared, what else you got for him?
Yeah, you know, you played in Rocket City. You also played on one of the best college teams in the nation. I don't want to ask for favorites, but I mean, that whole, you know, season between Tennessee and Rocket City had to have been a lot of fun. Did you have a favorite team to play for there, or was it like, wow, these are two really unbelievable teams?
Yeah, honestly, for me, I said it a lot. It was pretty crazy how similar they felt. Just, I mean, going from Tennessee, it was a really close-knit team, super competitive. I mean, everyone just wanted to be out there playing with each other. And then going to Rocket City, I didn't really know what to expect because, I mean, you hear things about professional baseball that don't sound as appealing as college maybe, but I don't know if that's a good way to word it, but it's just it's not as much of like a team aspect, I guess, in the minor leagues. And it was completely different from everything I heard. I mean, they were all a close-knit group of guys and wanted to go out and compete every day and play for each other and wanted everyone to succeed, just kind of like it was at Tennessee. So honestly, it was pretty crazy how similar the environments were. The coaching staffs were both awesome. Andy was actually pretty similar to Coach Vitello, just in the way that you could tell he was a player's coach and he wanted all the players to succeed. And he would really do everything he could to make sure everyone was successful and getting what they needed to get out of the experience.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. Last thing before we let you go here. What was a bigger atmosphere, or like who had the biggest atmosphere, should I say, pitching in the regional or the playoffs in Rocket City too?
Honestly, the playoffs was a pretty awesome experience, especially when we were in Rocket City. It was pretty loud and a lot of people there. The regional was kind of different just because, I mean, there's four teams there, so there's fans from four different teams all there at the same time. But, I mean, I honestly think they were very similar atmospheres. And honestly, the pitching in a regional like that, I think, really helped prepare me to pitch in the playoffs in a bigger experience like that. Because Tennessee's not a huge stadium, but, I mean, people pack it out and they're kind of right on top of you. So it's a pretty, pretty cool experience. And I think if you can pitch there, you can kind of pitch anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Rocket City was a lot of fun there. And of course, me pitching in a regional, same thing. So before we let you go, we got to talk Joyce Fuel Company, man. I know. Talk us through that whole thing, how that actually started, and then where they can find all this stuff. Cause I'm sure everybody wants to get on the Ben Joyce pitching program.
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually have a twin brother, Zach. He's pitching at Tennessee this year. And I mean, just this past year, kind of the social media thing blew up and I was getting so many questions like, what is your workout like? How's your nutrition? What's your routines and everything? And I mean, we were just talking. We were like, why don't we make something that we can put these out there and people can do what we do we were undersized and smaller guys. And we just through a lot of hard work and honestly researching our own workouts and making our own programs, we kind of got to where we are now. So we were like, why don't we make these programs so other people can experience the same thing that we did. And we decided to make this Joyce Fuel Company, where we'll put out workout programs every month, kind of tailored to now it's more off season training. So trying to build strength and size, and we're going to put out nutrition plans and what our grocery list looks like, stuff like that, just so people can have an advantage there with what they need to do and what they need to put in their body. And I mean, it's something that we're super passionate about. So we decided to make our own thing. We have an Instagram, Joyce Fuel Company. There's a link in my bio on Instagram. People can look at that and try to get involved. And I mean, if you want to see what we did to get to where we are, that's literally exactly what we did in high school. So I think it's a good opportunity for younger kids for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And extremely reasonably priced too. I know like you can go to Driveline, you can go to these different places, but you know, support the man, the myth, the legend here, Ben Joyce, on
thank you.
Stuff. So yeah, I just want to thank you again, Ben, for jumping on, talking with us. Hopefully the fans get a little bit more insight on you and you know, going to be making, probably more than likely going to be making your major league debut next year, man. That's exciting.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yep. Absolutely. And guys, just want to thank you all so much for listening here and have a great rest of your day.